Water, water everywhere in Sitka, and there are plenty of drops to drink, but the cost is going up. At last night's meeting, the Sitka Assembly voted on second and final reading to raise water rates by 22% to help pay for an additional water source. This wasn't without pushback from several members who voted against the ordinance, concerns shared by those who voted for it. According to a report from the City Public Works and Finance Departments, the rate increase is sorely needed for investment in a backup water supply and anticipated repairs of existing infrastructure at the Blue Lake Dam. According to Chief Finance Officer Jay Sweeney, the city already applied for a loan from the state of Alaska to fund the secondary water source, and the city would not receive funds from the state unless they demonstrated that they could generate the revenue in the water fund to pay off the loan. How? By raising the rates.
The amount of cash for all purposes in our water fund, and this is off the top of my head, is somewhere around $2 to $3 million, and we're talking at a bill over $10 million to pay for an alternative water supply. That means the other $7 million would need to come from somewhere.
According to the memorandum from Sweeney and Harmon, this is the highest rate increase proposed for fiscal year 2019. And though it would be a monthly increase of around $8.09 for a typical household, some felt like it was asking too much of Sitkins after the increase in summer electric rates and abolishing the senior sales tax incentive program, both decisions that have been met with sizable opposition from the public. Assemblymember Aaron Bean, who voted against the ordinance, says he's concerned for Sitkins who've approached him to say they can't handle all of the increases.
I think that there's a lot of people that I talk to in the streets that that would feel shamed to come down here and say that they're having a hard time making ends meet. And that list seems to be growing.
Assemblymember Bob Petruski said while it was frustrating, the Assembly still needs to make some tough decisions in order to provide necessary services.
You're right. It's a tough spot. But by the same token, if we can't provide the basic necessities that communities provide, water running out of tap, sewage running away, lights coming on, somebody carrying the garbage away, I don't know what kind of a community that is. That's what communities do.
He also noted that Sitkins are seeing cost of living increases all over town, not just tacked onto their utility bills.
I looked at a loaf of bread that I have to buy for my health is $9 a loaf. I don't see folks surrounding the grocery store saying, hey, how dare you do that? Because it's not just what the Assembly's doing. There's a lot of folks that have to charge whatever it is that they charge.
Ultimately, the Assembly voted 4-3 in favor of the water rate increase, with Eisenbeiss, Bean, and Assemblymember Richard Ween voting against. The Assembly also voted in favor of a 6% increase to wastewater, an average increase of about $3 per month to help pay for underground infrastructure and repairs to the wastewater plant. It's been nearly 40 years since much of Sitka's wastewater infrastructure was installed. Richard Ween said that while the fee increase by itself wasn't massive, paired with all the other increases Sitkins have incurred this year, it might just be
the straw that broke the camel's back. And what's really driving this at the end of the day is not the $36 that will be charged for wastewater, but it's the $500 a month that's charged for electricity.
Though they explored several rate increases over the course of the evening, only a couple of members of the public spoke out against the increases. Chris Spivey was one.
Stop raising rates. I'm having people who are actually leaving town because of it, that I am employed. Plain and simple.
Jay Sweeney, this time speaking as a member of the public, said that people leaving Sitka to seek reduced cost of living in the lower 48 should also consider other unanticipated costs, like higher annual gas and car mileage and paying state income tax in most other states.
So those are real benefits to living in Sitka, and it's just frustrating to me to hear the comments made that are made, but without the counterpoints, the sober counterpoints made in return and saying, the grass may seem like it's greener on the other side, but look close. It may not be as green as you think.
The Assembly voted 5-2 in favor of the wastewater rate increase, with Eisenbeiss and Bean voting against. Then they tackled solid waste, voting 5-2 in favor of raising that rate by 6.5%, with Eisenbeiss and Bean voting against. Overall, with increases to water, wastewater, and solid waste rates, the city estimates the average added monthly cost per household at around $14.55 per month. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.